There are no big square buildings bearing department store names at the Park Road Shopping Center. Not too many chain stores you'd find at any mall anywhere in the country. Among the center's 54 merchants, there is a local cake shop, a key maker, an independent bookseller, and very few national names.
Gee, I would say maybe 20% of our stores would be national. Maybe 25.
That's Park Road Vice President Alan Lehman. He says the center is a one-stop location.
And we feel like that it is very accessible and very diversified. And people find this to be a community that they have visited often, and it's very convenient.
That sense of community makes an impression on people of all ages. At the parking lot in front of a very busy hardware store, some boys ranging from ages 12 to 14 are eating popcorn.
They help you out more in the stores instead of just like having
the... I like the mall better because there's a lot more stores and then you can eat. There's more
yeah,
eating
I like
places.
The food court.
I like
this
the food.
One?
No, at the mall.
At the mall.
South,
oh,
there's more
mall.
Eating places and the only thing I don't like is the prices.
Yeah, this place is more like kid friendly, it seems like. Because there's more, less prices and more friendly and they'll help you out more.
James, Chase, Jack, and Will may not all agree on which malls in Charlotte are better, but they all like the customer service they get at Park Road. So does Charlotte resident Michael Stiers. He shops here just about every day of the week.
Often they don't have things I could find in other places, but I'd rather shop with them because they are very personable and they follow through on everything.
At Classic Attic, Ed Graves is taking care of a customer. Graves owns the 5,000-square-foot consignment store with items ranging from fur coats to antique furniture. Classic Attic has been at the shopping center for 5 years, and Graves has been in the business for just as long. She says it's grown each year.
The concept of our store is going to succeed wherever it is, but the rate at which we succeeded and how much it's growing is really a lot dependent on this location.
Graves says it's because of strong cooperation between the stores.
We have some of the stores that have been here for the full 50 years, and when someone comes to the florist shop or the barber shop, they are walking past other stores and looking in the windows, and then those stores are promoting the next store down.
The modern barber shop is one of 5 original tenants at the center. Owner Philip Coase is trimming a little boy's hair with clippers. He's been the owner of the barbershop for 36 years.
There's been a change in tenants from the kind of old-fashioned, big-time retailers, Penny's, Woolworths, Ivy's, those type of businesses, to more local, regional-type businesses.
Again, there's the mention of the personal touch offered at the shops here.
When people come in Park Road, they feel like Park Road is kind of home territory. They're in their own environment, so to speak.
There's a waiting list of tenants to get space at the crescent-shaped mall with easily walkable shops. Park Road Shopping Center Vice President Alan Lehman says as long as the variety of stores is maintained, the mall will be around for more years to come. For WFAE News, I'm Simone Orendine.